paragraph Tesvav. So this is a few thousand years ago. What does this have to do with me today, now, here? V'chein hu b'chol dor v'dor. This same situation comes up in each and every single generation. Shemakshin al hatzadik kushyos, that people ask questions on the about the tzadik, shenid melehem lekushyos gedolos, which seem to be major questions, which seem to put a major question mark on this tzadik. V'roitzim lehoven hakoil tekev bedaitom. And they want to understand everything right away. Immediately, they want to understand everything that tzaddik's doing. Why did he say this? Why is he doing that? If he's really a tzaddik, why such and such? V'hakoil machmas ta'avoysom horois. And all of this is a result of their bad desires, their materialistic desires. Bifrat, especially, Taivas hakovoid v'hanitzochin, people who are looking for respect. They're looking to be respected. They're looking to be accepted by people, and not just accepted, but they're looking to be respected as fine members of society. Or nitzochin, they're also looking to be right. They want to know that they're right. Their way of living is right. Their ideology is right. Their interpretation of religion is right. Ve'enom choson al atzmon, they don't care enough about themselves, lachshov al tachlis samanitzchi, to think about their ultimate future. Ki mi ho'ish hechofeitz chayim, u'mestakel al tachlis hayanitzchi, because any person who really wants true life and looks at and is looking into their eternal future, Yovin, that person will realize bevadai, most definitely, ho'emes, the truth, which is sheroi loy lahamin bo'emes, that it's very proper to believe in the truth, to believe in Hashem, to believe in the Torah, to believe in tzaddikim, al yidei kol hizgalus ha'Torah haniflo shegila, just based on the incredible, awesome revelation of Torah that the tzaddik revealed, which no human being with natural intellect could reach such a level of understanding. Any person who wants to really look into it, you know, look carefully at the tzaddik and the tzaddik's teachings, ulehistakel al hoem islamito, and to really, really look for the truth, that person will see that, wow, this is something unbelievable. This is way, I never heard anything, I never saw, this is way beyond what college professors, this is a different league of knowledge and understanding. The Arizal, I believe, the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vitalzal, writes in the introduction to the writings of the Arizal, that anybody who will study these words with sincerity will see perfectly clearly and will admit that this is not human. A human being with human couldn't come up with this kind of information, this knowledge. That my rabbi, the Arizal, obviously received his knowledge from places above human. He didn't get this in school. He got this from upper places, you know, spiritual beings and spiritual levels that a person only gets to by perfecting himself and purifying himself and detaching himself from all the materialistic desires of this world, etc., etc. And Rav Nosson Zal writes similarly in the introduction to Likutei Moran that anyone who will look at this sefer honestly, with sincerity, will see the level of knowledge that's being, the level of clarity of Yiddishkeit that's being presented here, how this goes so far beyond what any tzaddikim in the past, you know, have revealed. However, the fact that people's hearts are messed up with all kinds of questions, ubifrat al yidei ribui hamachloikis, and especially the conflict that people have and the doubts that they have because of all the machloikis against the tzaddik, hakol b'shvil b'chirosoi. All of that is there for one reason, so that you should have to choose. Ki yochay lohov and lefi masov imroy loy lehiskarev benokel lemekoyim chiyusay hanitzchi, because it's only proper for the person to realize that based on his deeds, based on how he's been conducting his life till now, he hasn't been the biggest tzaddik and the most fabulous person it could possibly be. And based on that, who says that I deserve to have it easy, you know, to come close to the source of eternal life, you know, to a true tzaddik? Alkein, therefore, Merachkim Oisoi, Hashem is pushing me away and rejecting me, Alidei Machloikis, Vekushis Kelu, through the Machloikis that I'm forced to see, Machloikis against the Tzaddik, or the questions that I have or that other people throw at me about the Tzaddik. Ubechira Beyodoi, the choice is in the person's hands. Im Yirtze Lehistakel Al Huemes, if the person wants to be honest, if the person really wants to look at the truth, Yovin Heichon Hoemes, the person will realize where the truth is, V'yischazek Be'emuna Al HaKushyois V'Hakmim Yishebaliboi, and the person with his faith will overcome the questions and the crookedness that's in his heart, V'yizkel Emuna Shleiman, he'll be zeichet to real complete faith. Bebchinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, Tzedek kadeschabris be'emes is avidas emuna. That when tzedek is united with emes, it becomes emuna. Ve'im yirtza ha'hefech, and if the person wants the opposite, if the person wants to have a good time, or the person wants to be accepted by all their friends, and the person has other interests, harishus biyadai, no problem. You're free. You're free to do whatever you want. V'chol haroitze lotzeis yetze. Whoever wants to leave can leave. V'hatzadik v'anoshov huamitim lo yifsedu v'lo yachsru klum. And the tzadik, and those who are really sincerely close to him, they won't lose anything. If you leave, you're not gonna destroy the tzadik, and you're not gonna destroy the people who are close to him. V'im chochamto, and if you're smart, Chacham Toloch, you're smart for yourself. If you do the right thing, you're doing it for yourself. Velatzta, and if you want to make fun, you want to laugh, Levat Chotiso, you alone will carry the price. You alone will pay the price. Ukamashikosov al Posuk, as Rabbeinu Zal says on the Posuk, Oizen Shoimaas Tochachas Chaim, Bekerev Chachomim Tolun, an ear that hears real proper reprimand that gives life, is an ear that witnesses tolin, tlunot, machlok, conflict, bekerav chachomim, among the chachomim. Ayin shom b'simen hei, look over there in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran, in the first half, batoira b'chatzoitzrois. There, that shir was the first Rosh Hashanah shir that Rav Nosson Zal ever heard from Rabbeinu Zal. Rav Nosson Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal around Elul time, Slichus. And he met him for the first time with a few of his friends, and he was blown away by the hours that he got to spend with Rabbeinu Zal. And he felt, who knows, maybe this is what I've been looking for my whole life. And he heard that by Rabbeinu Zal, the most important time to be by him is Rosh Hashanah. So he quickly went back home to Nemirov, packed his bags, and made sure to be there to come a couple of days before Rosh Hashanah to be with Rabbeinu Zal for Rosh Hashanah. When he came for Rosh Hashanah, the shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave was this chapter in Likutei Moran, and one of the topics Rabbeinu Zal there addresses maybe 10 major topics. One of the topics he addressed was that when a Jew sees conflict among religious people, and especially among religious leaders, he sees religious leaders speaking against each other in a very big way, Rabbeinu Zal said the person should know that that's for him. That's a performance that Hashem is putting on, this play for you to see, so that you're going to have to choose. You have two choices. You can look at this and say, you see that? They're all crazy. They're all a bunch of crazy. Look at this. Did you hear what he said about him? And you hear what they're saying about... Forget it. I'm out. I don't want any part of this. That's one way of looking at it. Or a person will say, you know why I'm witnessing this? The fact that I'm seeing this is because of me. Because I'm all messed up. All the sins that I've done, all the things that I've done wrong in my life have made it that I don't deserve the red carpet treatment. I don't deserve that if I finally am looking to see, to come close to Hashem, Hashem should say, oh, where have you been my whole life? I can't live it. Come, please. I don't necessarily deserve that. Because of all the mistakes, because of all the things I've done wrong, maybe I deserve to have it a little difficult, to be given a little pinch or a punch or a little test to test my sincerity. What's the test? They show me something that looks very questionable. So that if I want, I can say, hey, this is questionable. I don't know if I want to get involved. I don't know if I want to look into it. What do you mean? At least check it out. No. I've seen enough. There are many people who take that kind of attitude, and the moment they see a drop of smoke, they're going the other way, and they walk away, and that's it. Rabbi Nazal said there that if a person wants to receive real healthy reprimand, that reprimand comes in witnessing the machloikis among these rabbis. That's a message to me that I have to do tshuva. I have to work on improving myself. And then I'll see what I really want to see. That kind of thing. Just like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh once said, that if a person chas v'shalom witnesses any sin, he witnesses anybody, a Jew performing a sin, the implication is that I myself perform that sin. That's why it's being shown to me. They're giving me a mirror to look at myself so that I should know what I have to correct. So one of his students, one of his close students, was a tzaddik. One time saw Chil Shabbos. He saw somebody mamish being mechal Shabbos. And he did an audit on himself, and he checked himself super, super carefully to see what could I have done wrong, and came up with nothing. This was a real tzaddik, a person, a Talmud Chacham, who knew all the laws of Shabbos well and was extremely careful, and he couldn't find anything himself. So he decided he's going to go to the Baal Shem Tov, go to his Rebbe and ask him. He came to the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said to him, you're right. You didn't make a fire on Shabbos. You didn't carry this, that. But Shabbos represents other things also. There are other things in Yiddishkeit called Shabbos. For example, the Tzaddik is called Shabbos. The Zohar HaKadosh, in one place, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's students say to him, you are the Shabbos. We're the 6 days of the week. We receive all of our nourishment from you, just like the 6 days of the week receive their nourishment from Shabbos. So the Baal Shem Tov said to the student, you once heard a tzaddik being insulted and you didn't respond. That was considered on a spiritual level a type of Chil Shabbos. And that was shown to you by you actually seeing a Chil Shabbos. That was to let you know that. So we see that when a person sees certain things, it's very often it's a reflection on me. I'm being shown that I'm seeing this to know that I have what to improve, not to give me an excuse to disqualify the rabbis. Rav Nosson Zal tells about his father-in-law, who was one of the greatest tzaddikim in that generation. Rav Nosson Zal said that until he met Rabbeinu Zal, he couldn't imagine what Moshe Rabbeinu had over his father-in-law. He couldn't imagine how Moshe Rabbeinu could have been more learned or more religious than his father-in-law. That's how religious his father, that's how special he was. Mamish Asum. And his father-in-law at one point in his life was searching, and he went to one leader of the Chassidim, and he heard that rabbi's students speaking against a different tzaddik. And he was blown away. He knows the Torah speaks so much about Lashon Hara, Rechilas, how careful a Jew has to be when talking about a colleague. Why are these people speaking against the rabbi in this, you know? He was shocked. So he decided, you know what, let me go check it out. Maybe that guy's not really a rabbi. He went to the other rabbi, and he saw that the other rabbi was also a very great person, and yet he heard his students speaking against the first rabbi. And this killed him. This made him, this turned him off and turned him away. And he said, you know what? I guess they're both right. I guess they're both no good. Forget this. This is obviously not the proper direction for a Jew to go in. And from that point on, he would lecture his family on a daily basis, both his children and his in-laws, stay away from Hasidim, stay away from... Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos, we had this maybe 100 pages ago, we had this in volume 1 of Yoredei in Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey. Rav Nosson Zal says, my father-in-law was a great, great person and a great Talmud Chacham and a great Tzaddik, but he made a mistake. In this item, he made a mistake. He read the map incorrectly. That's not the right answer. That's not the right response when you see that. And Rabbeinu Zal anticipated this, and Rabbeinu Zal gave Rav Nosson Zal the answer to this in his first Rosh Hashanah shir. Because Rabbeinu Zal knew that Rav Nosson Zal was going to have to contend with this. He was going to have big rabbis. He was going to see that there were big rabbis that opposed Rabbeinu Zal. And what do you do then? And he gave him the answer that when a person sees these kind of things sometimes, it's just a test. It's a test for me. It's not my job to judge the rabbis. It's my job to judge myself. I know that I have what to improve. And therefore, I'm going to work on myself and I'm going to beg Hashem, open my eyes. Pekeach Ivrim Hashem, you're the one who gives sight to the blind. Who's blind? I'm blind. Hashem, we say, we make a brach every morning. Baruch atu Hashem alakeinu melech haolam. Pekeach Ivrim. Blessed is Hashem who gives sight to the blind. I'm reminding myself, and we don't say this when we're asleep, when our eyes are closed. We say this after we woke up. Our eyes are very open. We got our glasses on and our contact lenses. And we say, Pekeach Ivrim, I make it perfectly clear to myself and to Hashem that I'm blind and I need you to open my eyes. Hashem, help me see things properly. Help me see clearly. Shbizrech Hashem should give us the proper vision. And bizrech to the emes and the emes lamitoi.